Depending on where you live, you may have noticed in your Sunday paper a full-page ad by Facebook calling on the need for updated internet regulations. It's a surprising message from a company under intense scrutiny for allowing conspiracy theories and misinformation to run wild on its platform. The ad gives us a window, however, into possibly how the social media company may be trying to get ahead of new regulations that could soon come out of Washington. Let's bring in Elizabeth Dwoskin. She's Silicon Valley correspondent for The Washington Post. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hey, Tanya.
Okay, so these new ads by Facebook say in part, quote, "We support updated internet regulations to set clear guidelines for addressing today's toughest challenges." Is this a window into how they're trying to take control of the narrative?
I mean, as many people in Washington know, and as people very familiar with Facebook's thinking have told me, you know, no company wants more regulation than it can actually handle. You know, they're only going to, until it can hurt their business. They want regulation until it can hurt their business. But Facebook has been saying this, I think, for the last year and a half. Mark Zuckerberg has been pretty strident about it. He always mentions it in his public comments when he's on, you know, talking with Wall Street analysts. And the point is, you know, it's easy enough for them to say they want more regulation because it puts the onus on the politicians, especially in this country where we have a very strong First Amendment, to try to figure out what to do about all of these problems that are coming out of social media, from hate speech to misinformation. And one of the questions that I would like pose to you and to anyone listening to this show is, you know, when something like a violent comment appears online or misinformation about vaccines, what should be the responsibility of the tech company to take it down? If they say it's against their rules, and what should the government do essentially to force them? Should they make them pay a fine? Should they make them be able to go to court from people who were injured by those comments? Should there be a time limit, 24 hours, that they have to take it down? So, like, we should all really think about what is reasonable if we're all going to continue to use social media. These things happen. And I'm not an apologist for it. I'm just being real.
Right. Those are all big questions and important ones to be asking. You're right. As users of Facebook, as those who follow Facebook, absolutely. You know, I want to ask you about something else, because Facebook is doing a lot of things, including talking about this idea of updated internet regulations that benefit the company. Something else Facebook is doing, they're reducing the amount of political content appearing and users' news feeds. This, of course, comes after the company's COO, Sheryl Sandberg, tried to deflect blame for the Capitol insurrection into smaller social media sites like Parler and Gab. Do you see this as a significant shift in how Facebook sees its role, or is this basically just a temporary adjustment?
I think this is a significant shift, and it's a tacit admission of all the... It's the company's way of saying without saying, yeah, we've caused a lot of problems. So they would disagree with that if I said it to them right now. But just look in perspective. There were a lot of measures that Facebook took during the election period, which they said were temporary. It wasn't just reducing political content. It was, they said that they were going to pause group recommendations. They said that they were going to pause political advertising. They used the word pause, and they said they were pausing it because it's this time of uncertainty, and essentially we don't know if our systems can handle it. All of those things, Tanya, have been made permanent. That means their system cannot handle the way society is right now.
Politico reported last week that House lawmakers are in talks to get more testimony from Zuckerberg, as well as Twitter's Jack Dorsey, and new hearings on Capitol Hill as soon as next month. So it doesn't look like Facebook is going to avoid this scrutiny. How do you have insight into how the company is planning to weather the Biden administration and the likelihood of new tech regulation sometime in the next few years?
I think the fact that Congress and the Biden administration have essentially come out of the gate with, you know, particularly Congress with the new round of hearings, it says that this kind of scrutiny, which they were going to expect. I mean, Biden himself said that he thinks that the law, the Section 230 that you and I have talked about on the show before, the decades-old law that essentially shields these internet companies from responsibility for what happens on their platforms, he said himself that should be scrapped and it needs to be updated. So again, there's a lot of questions about who can update it, but you know, there's a Democratic majority in Congress, however slim, and there are enough Republicans that also want the laws to be updated as well. So I think there's a lot of momentum for this. And then the fact that you're seeing them announce these hearings to come out of the gate, for me, it's a little boring. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, okay, Dorsey and Jessica testified a lot before Congress. What new are we going to
hear? I'll have to cut you off here, Elizabeth Dwoskin. We'll have you on again to talk more about this. Elizabeth Dwoskin from The Washington Post.